Pray with me. Holy Spirit, as you filled your church on that first Pentecost, fill us today, fill your church around the world anew, that we would want nothing more than other people to look at us and see not us, but see you, Jesus, crucified and risen and reigning for us. In his name, amen. So the theme of today is, you're the first one I heard to actually say it all. Told you. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, go and make disciples. Baptizing and teaching, that's how you make disciples of all nations. And then he says, and surely I am with you always. The church is never about itself, it's about Jesus. It's never about us, it's about Jesus. A good image, it's a sports image, but a good image of the church is a huddle. Football team gets together, right? They huddle, but they don't huddle for 60 minutes for a game, do they? No. They come together so that they break and go do what they're supposed to do. We come together inside these four walls as a huddle. That is, we receive God's mercy and grace and be renewed in God's word and fed the Lord's body and blood and forgiven and strengthened. But you're not going to sleep here tonight. I mean, if you need to, we'll make that happen. That's okay, but you go somewhere else, right? And you have neighbors, and you have a workplace sometimes, and places you interact with people. And we go out from here, and out of Zion, God shines forth. That is taken from Psalm 50. Go read verses 1 and 2. I printed it right for you there in the bulletin. Psalm 50, verse 1, the mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. So I told you last week you had to come back. We talked about our final window. We talked about all the others. That's what our logo is based on. Out of Zion, God shines forth. Zion is not the most popular name for a church today. If you noticed, I'm always interested in studying this. I don't know if there's a church less than 100 years old that's been named Zion. It tends to be a very old name. Now you have kind of a lot more modern-sounding, you know, cool names. And so you might not name a church Zion Lutheran Church if you were to start a new one today. But I want you to know where that comes from is all the way in the Old Testament. The hill where the temple, where the tabernacle, where God dwelled, that was Zion, Mount Zion. Jerusalem, where God was, that. So when people went up to Zion, they went to where God was because God was going to meet with us. God was going, if you wanted to commune with God, you went to Mount Zion. And so when people form a church and say, well, what do we call it? When we come together around God's word to hear the best news our hearts are longing to hear, that Jesus lived, died, and rose for you, and that gives you hope now and hope for the future, hey, we come together, and that is God's Zion. God comes to meet with us and be with us. So in the Old Testament, Zion is the Temple Mount where God was. And so Psalm 50, it says, out of Zion, God shines forth. Well, we pray that that's us as a church too, right? And in everything we do, it's not about us, it's about Jesus. Jesus is called the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. So as Jesus fills us, God shines through us. Out of Zion, God shines forth because Jesus is the light of the world. So as we are at 125 and look to the future, it is my prayer for you all, for us as a church, that every decision, every moment, everything we do, and I can assure you, Zion has great leaders, as council and elder and leader, great leaders that want to do that. Say, God, when we do things, may it be not that we shine, but that Jesus shines, that the light of the world shines through us. So the theme for today is, are you small? If you get the wrong size, you can exchange it at the table. The theme for today is, you said it first, and I have one hat. Ready? The theme is, out of Zion, God shines forth. May that always be what our church is about. It's about reflecting the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Because Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Hallelujah.